You're listening to SBS News.
Kosovo and Serbia have long had a difficult relationship, but this time some went as far as taking up arms. In the northern part of Kosovo, where a large part of the population identifies as Serbian, affirmations of the country's independence are met with cold shoulders. This month, some took to the streets to form barrages on roads in protest against the government of Kosovo Prime Minister Albin Kurti. Others even brandished shotguns in front of Kosovo police and shot them into the air. Prime Minister Kurti has addressed the situation.
If one thinks of two sides, then on one side you have Democratic State of Kosovo. We have a professional police of our republic. And on the other side, you have illegal structures of Serbia who have been turned into criminal gangs who erected barricades.
The latest tensions stem from an incident when the Kosovar government decided it would stop accepting Serbian identification documents. Kosovo also announced it would not recognize Serbian license plates on cars for people who reside within its claimed territory. But Kosovar Prime Minister Kurti says the problem should be seen in the context of global geopolitics.
The threats, risks and challenges that NATO faces in the current security environment are felt by our country as well. Kosovo's institutions and citizens in the current situation have reason to be vigilant about destructive approach of our northern neighbor towards Kosovo and the region in general under Russia's detrimental agenda for Europe and the Balkans.
Serbia is generally seen as aligned with Moscow. But Kosovo is far from vulnerable. With a NATO peacekeeping force of 4,000 troops, known as the KFOR, stationed on its soil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's forces are already reacting to the situation.
When needed, we have demonstrated again and again that we can deploy and increase our presence, for instance, in the north, as we have done over the last weeks. So we can do that again, we can further increase, and we also have, for instance, regular patrols of NATO KFOR troops also in the north.
The contentious history between Kosovo and Serbia is now over a decade old, and over that period, the European Union has mediated between both parties several times. Agreements have been reached under the auspices of Brussels before, allowing Kosovo to function and interact with other countries without denying Serbia's claims. The most prominent agreement, signed in Brussels in 2013, acknowledged Serbia's refusal to recognize Kosovo, but normalized the relationship between the two administrations nonetheless. Kosovo has already agreed to delay its decision on license plates to September as a gesture of appeasement. On the ground, barricades have been taken off and the situation appears calmer. But Mr. Stoltenberg has reminded everyone that only the two parties can guarantee peace.
While the situation on the ground has improved, it is the responsibility of all parties, particularly the officials from Belgrade and Pristina, to prevent escalation again. I call on all sides to show restraint and to avoid violence.
Julien Huyer, SBS News.